Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
So I didn't know the AD got fired, though, and which he should, because I mean, the reports are they knew about this.
Yeah, they've been
for a long time. Yeah. So, I mean, you know about this and you know some of the things that are going down, and you try to. What it seems like is Moore ended up crashing out and making it even more of a story.
Yeah.
But they try to just kind of fire him and like keep him moving.
It's like, God, it seems to get worse. There's this tweet here that says I don't know if the dispatch call has been released, but he had been stalking that staffer for months, and Michigan and the athletic director, Ward Manuel, who was fired today, knew he was experiencing some sort of like mental health thing, and they fired him, and apparently there was no HR present, there was no security present, there was no police present, none of that. They just fired him and essentially told him to beat it.
How are you going to get, that's another reason why you should be fired. How are you going to do something like that the way they did it?
Yeah. How do, I don't know how to ask this question. This woman's face is being plastered everywhere. Mm-hmm. She's not in this, like Sharon Moore, this is, you made your bed for poor choice of, you know what I mean? Like you've got to deal with the consequences of your actions. Mm-hmm. She's not a public figure. Like this happened with Ime Udoka in Boston. They were desperate to find out who the woman was in Boston that Ime Udoka cheated with. Mm-hmm. And this did not take very long. This happened quick, and now her face is everywhere.
They were tweeting out like salaries and stuff.
Mm.
The one thing I will say, I'm not victim shaming or blaming her or anything else like that, but I would tell, if she was my friend, even before it got to this, I would say, lady, you know he's the head coach of Michigan, and you know he's married.
Yeah.
If this hits the fan, you're not going to be able to run and hide.
Yeah.
That, I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah,
I'm just saying
yeah.
That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
You know he's married.
Yep.
You know he's the head coach of Michigan. If you get caught or something happens, your life is going to change. And that's what's happened.
Man, what a What an absolutely bizarre story. Threats of suicide and murder and...
Yeah, that is...
apparently a dime-dropping DoorDash driver.
Well, and that's...
Man, if you can't trust your DoorDash driver, who can you trust?
I'd imagine it's probably... I don't know if it's a little worse than what it's been... Like, everyone's being very careful with how this is all coming out so far. Like, no one's... I feel like we're getting, like, pieces of it. No one's like, this is what's happened.
Yeah, it is leaking.
Yeah, and no one's really...
It's leaking, yeah.
Putting their... Not name on it, but, like, just... No one's told the whole story yet. It feels like everyone's just kind of waiting for something.
I'm not trying to... Why would you DoorDash that? Why would... Like, that would be something... That would be something that...
Well, maybe you don't want to walk into a store as the head coach of Michigan.
No, but there's got to be somebody you trust that can go get that.
Well, don't DoorDash under your name either.
That's not funny.
I mean, it is. It is.
It's like the Boondocks episode, the R. Kelly trial. Yes, my name is Robert Kelly. Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's the simple solution. You could have it DoorDash. You can have, I think, well, don't have it DoorDash to your office either. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Good call.
So,
good call. Is Lots he still of bad in jail? Decisions made.
Is he still detained? In custody,
I haven't heard that he wasn't.
He still is, but they're not charging him today, so they're still gathering information or however that goes. Mm.
When there's a threat of suicide, or murder,
yeah,
I guess depending on the report.
That's like, what has him detained.
You can't just...
Yeah, just be gone.
You
got to stay a little while.
I'm sure they're probably going to monitor him because he threatened his own life.
Well, yeah, there's also... You have to monitor him, but also you can't let him leave.
Because he threatened someone else's life.
Like, you have to, like, okay, we're turning you over to, whether it's your parents, I don't know that you can turn him over to his wife. The university. I don't know. Someone has to... There's a lot of people who've got to take accountability for this. And it sounds like one of them has been fired, but there's no way that the AD is the only person who is aware of this.
So the way that they're kind of reporting the story is that they, I don't want to say this has been in the works as far as firing them, but kind of feels like they found out within the last 72 hours and said, oh yeah, you got to go. I put it to you this way. This wasn't the plan at the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Are we sure though? Cause there's like this has been out more than the last 3 days.
It's from what I could gather of, it's been out. At least I guess if you're trying to sweep it under the rug. That's how
out in the university.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like people knew what had happened and what was going on, but they were trying to sweep it under the rug, whether they were trying to buy time to build a case so they wouldn't have to pay him or they still wanted him to be the coach. I'm not sure, but they were trying to like keep it on the low.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened. Like you said, the story going with him acting erratic and then they made the decision right there. It feels like they made the decision at that moment. We got to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the plan.
Yeah. This story will obviously continue to develop.
Yeah.
And hopefully not in any sort of tragic way. I'll make my jokes about Sherrone Moore, the coach. I'll make my jokes about the University of Michigan. This is a terrible story.
Yeah.
This is a terrible story that started really funny and just disintegrated so quickly. Only funny because you didn't like Sherrone Moore, the coach.
No.
I don't like the University of Michigan. And somehow we were both happy with this. And then, like I said, like it goes from he was fired, like, oh, he was fired with cause. Oh, he was fired with cause because he had an affair with a staffer. Oh, this is bad. Mm-hmm. Then the thing about him being detained came out.
Yeah.
And then the details as to why he was detained, and it was like, okay, yeah, never. I don't want to play this game anymore. It's like I do not care about Ohio State and Michigan. Forget it.
This was Meet the Grams.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, so yeah, I wish everybody.
I caught that. Don't do that. I caught that. Stop it.
Meet the Grams, sorry too. I've always said that, though.
The four sorriest songs in the beef were made by Drake.
That's cap.
That's not
That's
cap.
That's big
man.
Cap.
Stop. Stop it. Matt George is going to join us coming up in a few minutes, by the way. We'll get
Do
his
you
want to
talk OKC with Matt George, or do you want
to... And part of me feels like there's no game tonight. Do we hold off till tomorrow? Like, this team, I said to Kenny, and I think I meant it. This team's winning 76 games.
And I disagree. And they said on the handoff, they asked 73.5. You're going over or under? I'm going under.
I'm going over.
I didn't
think that at the beginning of the year. I thought they'll win 70 games, yeah. But now I think they'll break the record.
I'm going to tell you one reason why.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that they're not great. It doesn't mean that they probably wouldn't win close to the same amount of games or mm-hmm. anything. But have you seen their schedule to start the season?
I have. I know they have a difficult stretch coming up.
They ain't played.
My start
no,
with the cut.
But they played the worst teams in basketball multiple times, Kings included.
Yeah, like 8 times.
Yeah. They're. I think there are 2 games with teams. Maybe they got more than 2.
Can I?
But it's the Rockets game and the Lakers game.
Can
beat
I?
The breaks off the Lakers.
Can I have a rebuttal to that? Mm-hmm. I mean, they beat Phoenix by 49 last night. That's a good basketball.
I know,
team.
Yeah, and but
it's a good basketball.
Beating them by 49
team.
Is different.
Like
I expect you to win, but damn, 49.
Can
is crazy.
I offer a rebuttal to their schedule?
Mm-hmm.
If and there probably some accuracy to that statement. They did it without J-Dub.
That's true.
J-Dub is back now, and so.
You get
arguably or maybe inarguably your second best player back, and your schedule gets tougher. If I took the over, the more, yeah, I'll take those odds.
I say this not to say they're not good or great or anything like that. I say it more so when people look at the pace that they're on, they won't keep up this pace or close to it because they're. James said, and I can understand why they have the hardest schedule left in the NBA. Like they're not gonna
Jesse,
be, they're not gonna win at a or even close to a 24-1 pace the rest of the season.
Off memory, they lost back to back games once last year.
Yeah, once
sounds right.
I think it was like
and it was late.
It was late like in the last week or last weeks of the season where it was just done.
And this is where we realized the whiteboard wasn't in here because I was going to put on the whiteboard. They will be 7-3 in their next
For the
10
record,
games.
The whiteboard is in the de facto KSFM studio acting as the the help yeah. with 558-555 on it.
I was going to say 7-3 in the next 10 games.
7-3. Okay.
They got 3 with the Spurs, they got a Minnesota game in there. They've got is like their 7-3 is still great, like 70% win percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, the pace that they're on right now, they're not going to sustain, or I don't think they'll be close to that as the season goes along.
Big thank you to Visual Audio LLC. I don't know if they're listening to D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320 or if they're listening to KSFM, but that we just got a note that they signed up to be a partner in Hope, and they're pledging $19 a month to help the kids. At St. Jude Facing Cancer. You could do that as well. I'm going to mention this several times over the next hour or so. Text the word FIGHT to 55855. If you're a Sacramento King, text the word FIGHT to anyone because we'd love to see you do that. And we'll talk Kings basketball with Matt George next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I think Matt George says he's at work.
What the hell is he doing?
Well, I can't tell you because my phone just restart, but let's see if I can find. There he is. Matt George, as usual, going to be a few minutes late due to a meeting, but he'll be here. So he'll be here.
Bro,
shortly.
Leave that meeting.
Yeah, meeting schmeeting. Like, throw it in an email.
Crazy.
I think that's what. Look.
Text him that right now. That me and Casey said meeting schmeeting. Throw it in an email. Hurry up.
I think you should do that.
You missed it. We were talking about like getting. A jersey, like who would you get a jersey for a kid or something for the Kings right now? Mm-hmm. And Jesse crazy scoffed at the idea of a Keegan Murray.
Oh, don't do that. Let's tell the real story. Kyle's like, hey, Casey, would you get Keegan a, or would you get Reese a Keegan Murray jersey? And then Casey spit at the floor.
Damn.
That's what happened.
Not true at all.
You want to tell the story?
No, what I said was.
You didn't say anything, actually. It was speechless for like 5 seconds. That's what actually happened.
Because people always, like, people think I don't like Keegan Murray. That is the farthest
you
thing
don't.
From the truth. Farthest thing from the truth.
You don't like most light skinned people.
I really
noticed. Like, except for Drake.
Is Murray light skinned?
He got darker his second season. It was like, oh, Keegan.
He's brown.
But I do. Keegan's
I do. Skin. I do like. I like Keegan Murray. I really do. I just like. I always say, I keep my expectations for him probably where they should be.
Well, I others, think you're wrong. You might need to lower him.
Oh no.
You might need to lower him. Because I don't need another 4-for-15 performance
nah, bro,
tonight, man.
Nah, you got to hit, bro. I need
you. Come on, Keegan.
Come on, man. Come on.
Let's go.
You know one thing I thought about with Keegan Murray? And I'm just asking a question. Is he overrated as a three-point shooter?
Yes. As it stands right now, absolutely.
See, I disagree. I think he's still, like, I look at him shooting the ball, I think he's a good three-point shooter. It's hard to refute that with the numbers that have come out outside of his rookie year.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what you mean. Like, is his shot cute?
He's gone from.
Like, I
think.
Yeah, no, say it.
But no, I believe he can shoot. Like, I believe he can shoot the three-point shot.
Great, go ahead, do it.
He shot 41% his first year.
Yep.
36 his second year.
Yep.
34 his third year.
Yep.
26 this year.
Kenny, I believe that.
I'm sorry, Kenny.
I believe. Like, what do you want to do with that? Like, I believe he can shoot. Well, nothing backs that up.
Oh man!
Come on, man! We talked about this at some point this week with Hammer. As it stands right now, this second, the rookie season is the outlier. Right now, oh, we got to get Keegan back to his rookie season. No, sweetheart, the rookie season isn't real. As it stands now. I'm sorry, it's DeMar's fault he can't shoot the three anymore? It's Zach LaVine's fault he can't shoot the three anymore? It's DeMontis Sabonis' fault he can't shoot the three anymore?
And what was that? Hey, what was last year's 3 points? 3-pointer percentage?
I think it was like 34. Let me double check that. Hey. It was 30, yeah, 34.
Hey.
And we're at 26 right now.
Hey, look, yes. Look.
9 games into the season, but still. And also, didn't he work to get to that 30?
I'm about to say he had to hustle.
Okay, all right.
To get to 34.
Okay. So, right now, let me ask you again.
Right now he's taking the same amount of threes as last year.
Let me ask you something.
He had to hustle to get to 34%.
I think he can shoot threes.
I do, man.
What the hell are you talking about?
I do.
Despite there being no evidence.
Just vibes.
Just vibes.
And they be wide open catching shoot threes, too. It's not even off the bounce. Damn, man. Maybe I'm holding out hope.
Look at you. Look at you all of a sudden, the Keegan optimist
Keegan
over here.
See? It's a sing I sing, okay.
It's like, oh, man.
Maybe I'm holding out hope. I did not know he was in the 20s this year.
But it's been really lean. Like, the last two games have been lean. Mm-hmm. They've been really bad. And I don't know. I was developed when he had 26, like 18, then I think he had 23 or something like that. I was developing a theory, and he's blown that up. But I do, let's be a little fair. He missed a lot of basketball. Mm-hmm. He missed a lot. It's his ninth game of the season. Mm-hmm. And it's not the ninth game of the season. It's his ninth game of the season. Like, I think tonight is going into his 10th. He missed a lot of time. Like, I'll give him a little leeway to kind of get going, get moving here. But Jesse read the numbers.
Hey, you got to hit those threes, bro.
Yeah, like.
You got to hit those threes. And once again.
I don't know.
It's not. He's not. His three-pointers are not Dame Lillard off the bounce joints. People are kicking it out to him for good catch and shoot three. And you got to hit. And Tank Commander Mark in the chatty house says, yes, Keegan was in his best situation his rookie year at the small forward. That's debatable because him and Harrison Barnes played around the same place. His last 3 years, he's had to do it all while defending and play out of position. Nah, bro. Nah, I'm not. Like, we got to stop that. Like, all I'm asking for.
Pick of the draft, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All I'm asking for is you to knock down these catch and shoot open three-pointers. Yes, you can do. Keegan Murray, I think you're a good ball player. Yes, you should be able to do that.
He was 59th in threes made total last year, by the way. Just more stats.
he going to what? That aspect, he going to get better at. He going to get better at. We going to get that. If I had the whiteboard would this be whiteboard worthy? If I said he will finish the season plus 35% from beyond the arc.
Yeah, that's whiteboard worthy.
Well, I'll
remember. So we got three whiteboard ideas, and it's not even here today.
Well, just write them down on a piece of paper.
I'm going to write it down.
The whiteboard will be back tomorrow night or Monday morning.
Keegan will finish higher than 35% from beyond the arc.
It's really lighting him up, though.
Wow. 35%, which would be his second lowest season?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So the fourth pick
in
the draft.
Has that bar moved.
Yeah, we can't let him play too much defense because that's going to affect his offense.
Goodness gracious.
And then we're going to be happy when he shoots 35. Fourth pick in the draft.
Oh, man. Hey, man, come on, man.
No, it's not come on, man. We're just, that's what it is.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's no come on, man. Saying.
I guess I just don't want to hear it. Even I mean, me, people would think I don't like you. I don't want to hear
you
that.
You don't.
I don't want to hear that, man.
I know this is weird. We don't care. Did you listen to Scott Perry's interview?
I did. I was trying to, I definitely did. There were times when I was like, I was doing some other stuff. So I
that's fine. There was times Scott was doing some other stuff. Shout out to Whitey. I shot him a note because I thought he did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
First thing I would have done is like, Scott, appreciate your time. Pick up the phone, take us out of this conference room that you appear to be in, and take us off a speakerphone.
Hey, listening to that, I thought about Damien would not be happy with
that. Oh, I'd be fuming. Scott, pick up the goddamn phone.
I literally thought about that because I saw it on YouTube. So poor Whitey was just sitting there listening, and he'd have to look into space because there was nothing else to.
Yeah.
There was no nothing.
Nothing.
It was
nothing.
Just Scott's voice.
Shout out to Whitey. I thought he did a hell of a job. And, you know, even when Scott answered something, I don't encourage a single person to go listen to this. But he you know, okay, so just to be clear, Scott, and you know, they talked about the Sam Amick report about, you know, 3 to 5 years talking to ownership. And Scott said that is just categorically false. He just said that didn't happen. He has not put a timeline on this. He wouldn't put a timeline on this. And that report was one, I believe the term that he used was 100% false.
Mm.
And he has not given ownership any sort of timeline as to what this might look like for the Sacramento Kings to turn things around.
He was definitive with that. He was definitive. So I'm not to say I ain't got nothing to say bad about Sam Amick by no means. I believe in his reporting, but I believe Scott Perry too. So maybe some things got crossed up. And
yeah, Scott, yeah. You know, Sam also clarified he wasn't, you know, attempting to tell. I think this was where I thought Whitey was really good. He said, so is what you're refuting the 3 to 5 years part?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've made it clear me and the front office are in alignment, and I have full autonomy to do what I have to do to make this. And he went back to the sustainable winner line. The thing that seemed to really stick out to him was the 3 to 5 line, mm-hmm. the 3 to 5 years line.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to talk about trades, and he's going to do what he can. You know, he's going to work the phones and do all of this. But he also made it very clear that trades are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say this. I'm saying this. We have talked about the idea of just because you want someone gone, just because it feels like this organization is heading in a certain direction, doesn't mean they're actually going to be able to do it.
Right.
It doesn't mean they're going to be able to trade Zach LaVine and or DeMar DeRozan and or Domantas Sabonis and or anyone wearing a Sacramento Kings uniform right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go. You talk about what we talked about earlier. We kind of started the show with, did you see that Bobby Marks five-teamer?
I did not.
Oh, man, this was excellent work by Bobby Marks. And we just kind of were like, man, I had just seen it when we were on the air. That's kind of probably why we talked about it. Kyle had seen it before. But
I got it right here.
I love what I saw here.
The Hawks, bear with me. The Hawks get Anthony Davis, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and Devin Carter. The Mavericks get Zach LaVine, a 2026 first-round pick via the Warriors, and then a 2027 first-round pick. Worst of the Bucks and Pelicans, I guess, there. And then the Kings get Trae Young and Luke Kennard. Warriors get Kristaps Porzingis, and then the Pistons get Doug McDermott and cash considerations. Shout out.
And the Kings give up no picks in that deal. No picks, and you get Trae Young. And
we can't be back to that unless you're just letting Trae Young leave.
We'll see that, and that's kind of was the discussion, right? Like, as much as I like it, like, it feels like Scott Perry has no interest in Trae Young.
Yeah, none.
So
unless it's like, yeah, we'll acquire Trae Young as long as it is very clear we're not re-signing him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, this money's just going to fall off the books.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Right? No, it's not. It's not.
For the Kings.
Yeah. It's not. And I guess Trey wouldn't have the ability to like veto anything. Trey has an option.
You got a player option.
Well, you're still option. Saving money.
Is Trey Young a winning player?
I think so. I think he is.
What's a winning player?
Someone you can win with, I guess.
What's winning?
Well, he's been to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, I would say that he's a player you can build around and can win with.
Like, I would.
I don't think he's an empty stats, bad team guy. Like, that's his entire career. I don't think that's who he is.
I agree with you. But some people would look at Trae Young's resume with, quote unquote, winning, getting to the playoffs or all this other stuff, and say that's not winning. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And I disagree with that. Like, that's why I say, well, what do you consider winning?
So Kieran DeCarter, I've seen this a few times too, says that they have the perfect team built around him and they don't want him. I wonder if how much that has to do with just they don't want to pay him, maybe.
I think that's got more to do with anything.
Trae Young's a good player, but that's an absurd amount of money as well. We can call it spade a spade, I guess.
That's how the league is right now. Like, guys like Trae Young, they're not trying to pay. There's probably like 10 people that these executives want to pay in the league.
What's the timeline on Trey? Do we have? I can't remember what it was.
His contract?
I thought it was a month.
No. I'm sorry. His injury.
A month. He probably is around the time where he should be reevaluated.
Okay.
That's what I would think.
Okay.
Because I thought it was about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be at. I mean, this isn't indicative.
There's updates
of time.
As of a day and 2 days ago that. The latest update on his injuries, there's optimism surrounding his return being sooner, I guess.
Okay. Optimism for who?
The Hawks are optimistic that he's not ready to play.
Yeah, right. We're just going to hold him out here. He's going to sound like Steve Kerr did the other day. I want what's best for Trae Young, whether it's here or somewhere else.
That's what Kurt said about Kuminga.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Later this month, like, for Trae Young, it's looking like
okay. Atlanta, by the way, currently sitting at 14-11. Mm. 14-11 is where Atlanta is at.
That's funny because like
in an Eastern Conference that has drastically changed over the last 2 weeks.
I always say that's funny because like people will tell you right now, like, yeah, they're winning without Trae Young.
What's funny about 14-11? That's literally their numbers. when Trae Young plays, like that is around the win percentage. When Trae Young is around, let's bring in our buddy Matt George, who is live at the ABC 10 studios. Matt, tell your bosses thanks for ending the meeting.
Sorry, don't they know what happens on Thursday? Move the meeting to Wednesday, or matter of fact, move it to like Tuesday morning.
What if I told you it was every day at the same time?
Look, Matt, it's either them or us.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Deal
goodbye employment.
If you want to write a check, I'll happily.
Well, as long as it's cashed by
it.
Kenny's account,
no,
we'd be
it.
Perfectly fine. Yeah. Where do we start? Let's start with. I don't think there's a lot to discuss with Trae Young. That conversation has been had, and there's no evidence it's ever going to be revisited here in Sacramento, other than a Bobby Marks tweet that got KC's attention. But like Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors are just dying by the day. And we still have, God bless it. December 15th is just days away, but that doesn't actually apply to Jonathan Kuminga, who's January 15th. And we did this a couple of years ago. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before, where we did this big countdown to December 15th, and nothing happened. It was as anticlimactic as the start of NBA free agency was this year. But just like we all predicted, just like we all knew, just like I think all parties knew, the Kuminga Warriors thing is dead. What do you think is the next step for that organization and that player now that he's worth $24 million and not 8 or whatever it was at the time of that qualifying offer?
Well, I think the Golden State Warriors have to pay off their grand master scheme that they told everybody was the brilliant thing to do. That it'll work out because it's the Golden State Warriors organization, and that's using Kuminga to star hunt, right? So as much as we can enjoy and poke fun at like Bobby Marks trade and the ESPN trade that they put together, like stuff like that is exactly what the Warriors are probably going to be hunting for in real life. They'll be making calls with multiple teams to say, how can we get a Kristaps Porzingis here to Golden State. Although in that particular trade, that was a lot to give up from the Warriors' side for Kristaps Porzingis. But again, the Warriors are in a position of, I don't think desperation is fair, but every other team in the league knows what the Warriors are trying to do. They're trying to star hunt and give Steph Curry open one last window for Steph Curry to try and make as deep of a run and a potentially title run as possible in the Bay. And no one blames them for doing that, but everybody knows what the plan is. So therefore, the price of those stars when trading with Golden State to some capacity is going to go up. But the Warriors have to deliver on that, right? The Bay scoffed at the idea of trading Kuminga during the offseason for less than what they perceived was his appropriate value, because they always had in their back pocket, we could just hold on to him and wait for a better deal. Hmm. Well, here you go. Here's that time. You better come up with this magical better deal. And I wouldn't put it past the Warriors organization to figure something out, because as much as we like to clown them and roll our eyes at them and get in fights with them on social media, they have been the example of what a great organization is for the last handful of years, if not a decade. So I wouldn't put it past the Warriors to figure something out necessarily, but like the pressure is still on, and they have to find a way to deliver. They have more of a ticking clock than a team like the Sacramento Kings do. Of course, all of us here in Sacramento would like to see the Kings make a move just for sanity's sake, but the Kings aren't on the clock in the same way that the Warriors are, which is why the Kings have always had the same approach that they've had with Kuminga, which is, this is it. It's available for you, but we're not going to go any further. And even now, now we're taking a first-round pick off the table because, one, we feel we don't have to include it, and two, a first-round pick today is a whole heck of a lot more valuable to this Kings organization than it was during the summertime before this team was 6-18.
From a Kings perspective, and obviously the five-team trade doesn't have him coming to Sacramento, but from a Kings perspective, would you still be interested in Jonathan Kuminga? Do you still want to take a chance with him with, you know, this franchise moving forward?
Absolutely, as long as the price makes sense. But I also have the same realistic idea of who Jonathan Kuminga is and who he would be in Sacramento as I did before or during the offseason when all this stuff was going down. I don't view Jonathan Kuminga as the star that the Sacramento Kings are looking for. I view Jonathan Kuminga as a needed commodity, another young wing that could slot hopefully next to Keegan Murray. He's athletic. He has upside. He's the right kind of project at the right time for the Kings, in my opinion. But he's not like the way the Kings are going to get their star, or more importantly, over the next few years, stars to try and become the next version of OKC or actually compete for a title in these proverbial 3 to 5 years that people have been discussing, is they have to draft right. They have to find their stars in the draft. That's it. There's no real, even with a Trae Young trade, like I'm interested in that Trae Young deal for sure for a multitude of reasons. I don't think Scott Perry is, but I'm interested in that for a multitude of reasons. But even if Trae Young were to come to Sacramento, he's the best player on this team right now for sure. But that doesn't mean he's going to be the best player on this team in 3 to 5 years when they're finally hitting their stride. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I view Jonathan Kuminga the exact same way. It's like this is a piece that I think could help and could be a part of a future for Sacramento. And it's a good time for them to experiment with it a little bit. But you're not going to pay top dollar to experiment. You don't need to. So why would you go any more aggressively after Kuminga than they've gone to this point?
Yeah, I think there was it was Mark Spears who had the line about, yeah, Malik Monk was out there in a first-round pick, but that first-round pick might be gone now. And in insinuating that perhaps the market has changed. And that's kind of what we go back to the offseason conversations, where the Warriors and Kuminga seem to be at. We all knew that they'd get here. So what would that actually do for his value in the league? Like, we talk about this regularly, and I think it's important to point out, sometimes players, a lot of times, players aren't traded. Contracts are. And our man Jake Fisher was like, yeah, the math with Draymond, Kuminga, and I don't remember Moses, buddy, whatever it was. That math works for Giannis, mm-hmm. and it seems outrageous, but it works. There's not, and I think Fisher even said, there's not a lot of people that the Warriors would move Draymond Green for. But they would do it for Giannis. And that's really all Jonathan Kuminga is $24 million. But he's $24 million if you can move him. He's a problem if you can't.
Yeah. I think I would add on to that a little bit by saying, D'Lo, it's take his name out of it, but the type of player that he is, or the description of him is part of it as well. Because what do we hear a lot in these trades when teams are typically starting a rebuild or trading stars? They're looking for a young upside player in return, right? And here in Jonathan Kuminga checks the young box, checks the upside box, checks he was a former top pick, right? So I don't think the Warriors ever looked at Jonathan Kuminga as the name and the person of and player that who he is. It's the type of player, the descriptive description of who he is as a player, plus the 25 whatever million dollar whatever it is contract that is far more movable in that type of trade. And the rest of the league is going, yeah, but I know the name attached to it. I know the Jonathan Kuminga name. I know who he is as a player. I'm seeing who he's been for you and your organization, so I'm going to proceed appropriately with that. So the Warriors have clearly tried to treat Kuminga like a trading card almost, and are trying to shop him in that way. And I don't know if it's going to work out for him, but this is the position they put themselves in. Now they got to deliver.
Matt, you see the rookies, Maxine Raynaud, Neat Clifford, getting more playing time, and I think that's going to increase, and I think people want that to increase. But as we kind of check in on them 24, 25 games into their rookie season, how do you feel about their progression as the season has gone along with more opportunity that they've seemed to get?
Well, I love that we're seeing more opportunity, and I think I talked about this with you guys last week. Doug Christie deserves a lot of credit for that. I know Doug is getting heat left and right for different things, and this season is obviously not going the way that he wants it to. Doug is unbelievably competitive, and the word tanking makes him visibly nauseous. But Doug is making the right decision to give these guys more opportunity. Yet sometimes I do still feel like he relies a little too heavily on the veterans, and hopefully he'll continue to wean off that, or Scott Perry will take some of that load off of his shoulders by moving one or two of these guys before the deadline. With Maxime Raynaud specifically, KC, the growth, the difference that he is from summer league to where he's at now, but day one in the NBA to where he's at now, it's a night and day difference. And I'm really, really encouraged by that and glad to see him still get playing time. That being said, KC, it was at the end of that Pacer game, I was like, admittedly kind of hate watching, because the Kings came back from down 19. They built a lead in the fourth quarter. And even when they still had the lead before it all fell apart at the end, I was like frustrated because none of the, like, Keegan, Neek, and Max were not on the floor during that push. And then Max came into the game, but Keegan came in too. Neek did not come back in. And my take was, hey, here's an opportunity. There's 6 minutes left. It's a close game. Let these guys close and see what you got. Neek didn't get in there, but Keegan and Max did. And to be honest with you, KC, over those final few minutes, Max did not look good at all. He made a lot of mistakes. He turned the ball over. He had a pick-and-roll opportunity with Russell Westbrook, where Russ tossed him the ball, and he just put one hand up and didn't catch it and resulted in a turnover. And you saw Russ look at him like, come on, man, you got to come down with that ball. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly okay with that. Like, I can acknowledge that they're still struggling in those areas because he is a second-round pick, and Neek Clifford's the 24th overall pick. I can acknowledge they're going to fail at times, but that's what I want them to go through at this point, because that failure to me is more valuable than a potential win that maybe Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan can drag you to at this point in the season. So with Neek, I'm glad to see him being more aggressive, playing more fearless. That's been my number one ask with him. He's been that lately. I wish his numbers and his performance was a little bit better with the Stockton Kings the other night, but that's just being, I think, a little nitpicky. I'm happy with their progress, and I think the Kings should be too, and hopefully that continues as this season goes on.
Kenny hates Keegan Murray.
We know.
It's been for years. What else?
I'm the last one that thinks he can shoot.
Who are we trading him for today?
That is the interesting twist to this conversation, Matthew. Kenny hates Keegan Murray, but is the last person in this room who believes he can shoot the three. I tried to be, you know, obviously we're having fun. We're trying to be a little entertaining here. But Keegan's struggles from shooting the three aren't you know, I wanted to stall him out. Like, hey, it's his ninth game of the season. Let's give him a beat here to get his feet underneath him, get going. Like, this is an ever changing roster and lineup that he's playing with, and all of these different things. But his numbers since his rookie year have not been particularly great.
No, not at all. He's shooting 27% from 3-point range. Granted, it's a, what, 8 or 9 game sample size since he's come back. But he's also shooting, I think, like 42 or 43% from the field, which isn't good either. Like, you need that percentage to be up. Two things can be true, guys. And I heard you guys having this conversation with Jake Gaden. I know Jake's point was he needs to be featured more on the offense. He needs to be used more. And I tend to agree with that, just because you're never going to know unless you see it. And at this point in the season, if it costs you wins, costs you losses, who cares? Like, this is where we're at. To me, there's no losing in that, unless, well, the loss is, oh, Keegan can't be that guy, and we just paid him $25 million a year. But at the same time, if Keegan's only taking 11 shots, which he's taken 11 shots in each of the last 3 games, if he's only taking 11 shots, you better make more than 4. Like, it's the way we talk about Keegan. We lump Keegan in the conversation with the young guys because it's less we should call them the young guys and more we should call them what we believe to be part of the next generation of Kings basketball. When we talk about a rebuild, it's realistic to think Keegan, Neek, Maxime are part of that rebuild, not guys that need to be shipped out. So that's how we lump them together. But that doesn't mean we can talk about them the same. Just how I talked about with Neek and Max. Hey, I want to see you fail. I want to go out there and try some things. Be fearless. And if it happens, it happens. Whatever, you're a rookie. That's not how we should talk about Keegan Murray, who's in year 4. Like, dude, you got to hit shots. And he knows it. The Kings know it. And Keegan's never waned in confidence. And I love the fact, guys, that, and I'm really going to be paying attention to this tonight at the game in the arena, because it translated to me through the television over the road trip that they were on. Like, Keegan's first impulse now, he's catching the ball and his eyes are immediately going to the rim. Like, I like that. His first impulse has become to score, or score, looking to score more than it was his rookie year, first 3 years in the league. That's good, but you got to have more than just the intention, right? At this point, you got to have the result too. So Keegan's, I'm glad he's being aggressive. I'm glad he's trying some things. I'm glad he's shooting more threes off the dribble and less just catch and shoot in the corner. Do DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine take shots away from Keegan Murray? Yes, but I don't say that in a way that's accusatory. I say that in a way of, welcome to the modern NBA. You have to have teammates that take shots with you. Like, if Keegan Murray were the only guy that really could shoot, or one of 2 guys that could really shoot, we'd be talking about how this roster is not good. Or, well, we know the roster's not good, but it's even worse. So Keegan has to learn to find his shots, regardless of who's on the floor. Doug Christie's term is hunt those shots, and he still hasn't done a good enough job of that, in my opinion. And when he gets those, he's got to make them more consistently. That's not a critical take. That's not an aggressive take. It's just the reality of, if this is who you're going to be, time to show it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Can I share something with you and everyone that I think is really funny? Mm-hmm. There's two ladies from St. Jude here, and one of them just walked by, mm-hmm. turned around, and walked back again. I believe she's extremely confused. She sees me, and she knows that I'm one of the people on the KSFM St. Jude Radiothon. We had this big meeting yesterday in the whole thing, and we're on a text thread, and we're communicating. I'm not sure where she was heading, but she walked by Jesse's studio, and I saw her look in here. She walked by our studio, looked at me, stopped, turned around, walked back, looked at me again, and kept going. And now I think that young lady is just shook by what is happening, because there's a good chance she just heard me on the other radio station seconds ago. Yeah. She's coming back. So if she doesn't open the door this time, I'd actually be kind of surprised. This way. Nope. This way. This way. No, I'm confident she's... No, maybe she went to see Bill. Maybe she went to see Miller. Maybe she's confused by the red light. There's so much going on here today, Matt. Just text fight to 55855. That's all we're asking people to do is text fight to 55855 and become a partner in hope with St. Jude. No, that's not a Kings reference, I promise. A partner in hope is absolutely not a Kings reference. However, it applies.
It does. Mm. It does. Can I ask Matt a NBA question?
That'd be great.
Well, since we've exhausted the Kings right now.
The Kings have exhausted us.
This is true.
There is a game tonight.
This is true. 73.5 wins for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You going over or under?
More or less.
More or less. You're correct.
I'm going more, acknowledging that, like, if you take a look at their schedule, it's not been the greatest, but they also haven't been fully healthy. I don't know what you do to stop that team, because it's not like, oh, just hope Shea has an off night, because he rarely does. His consecutive streak of 20-plus games is ridiculous at this point. 20-plus point games, excuse me, mm-hmm. is ridiculous at this point. But on any given night, okay, Shea doesn't have it tonight. Well, Chet can get going, or one of the Williams can get going. Caruso was cooking in the playoffs. Like that team is just so unbelievably stacked, and they just are built to fundamentally dismantle you. Like, they just dismantled the Phoenix Suns last night. And they can also, we've seen them, they can coast through 3.5 quarters of a game like they did against Sacramento, and then turn it on over the final 5-6 minutes, close a gap, and then win by a comfortable margin. Like, that is one of the most unbelievably well-built, constructed basketball teams that I've ever seen. They play so well together. They're all on the same page. It's like they're on a rope. I just don't know how you stop that team and beat that team consistently. And even if they don't break that record, who's beating them four times in a playoff series? I don't see
well,
that as a
well. I think the playoffs are different. Like, I think they'd be more likely to lose a play. I mean, the Warriors went down 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder before losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers a series later.
They played 2 7-game series last year.
Look. And two but, years that ago, was, but that was last year. About- this team, the team looks way even. They look like the next step of the young development, but just as the defending champions. Like, they look even better this year than they did last year. I know playoffs are a different beast and things like that. You just tell me the possibility of that team losing 4 out of 7 games just seems so far fetched. And yeah, it's a prisoner of the moment take, because they've lost one game out of the first 30 or whatever. Like, they're insane. So I'm taking the more. I'm taking the over on them for sure.
I think OKC is better than both of these two teams that I'm about to mention, but weren't people saying the same thing about the Nuggets after they won the championship all year long? Like, who's going to beat them in a seven-game series? Losing the second round.
Yes, the playoffs doesn't move me.
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah, the playoffs don't move me at all. Like, I'm talking about the regular season and the regular season only. Playoffs are different. Like, when you don't have to game plan for anyone else, when you like if the Thunder lose, they're losing to a great coach. I mean, obviously the roster has to be there. There's no question about that, but they're going to lose to a great coach if they lose.
I'm going under, Matt, and they're still going to win 70.
Oh, wow. What a disrespectful take.
Well, that was always my thought was always they're going to win 70. I didn't start thinking more than that until yesterday. Like, they just beat Phoenix by 49. They might lose, I think I said, six times. 76 and 6.
There are three teams left.
This is obnoxious.
There are three teams left in the NBA Cup. By the way, one of them is De'Aaron Fox's team, and the other one is Mike Brown's team.
One of them is Victor Wembanyama's team.
One of them is Stephon Castle's team.
I'm sorry. Let's not do that.
Stephon had 30 and 10 last night. What are you talking about?
That's been great. De'Aaron Fox has been leading them through this stretch since Wimby's been out. And they're, 9-2, 9-3.
I'm being a jerk.
De'Aaron Fox has been incredible.
De'Aaron's move on Austin Reaves last night. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, why does he always do that to Austin?
poor Austin. Anyway, between the Spurs, the Knicks, and I guess the Magic, but we can probably throw them out. Like, who's out of those two teams, who's the best chance to beat OKC and stop them from winning that NBA Cup? It's the Spurs. The Knicks?
No, the Spurs if Wimby plays. Spurs maybe even if they don't play. Like, they
and all they signs are pointing to Wimby playing.
Yeah. I'm tapped in.
Oh yeah.
I'm tapped in.
I said Tuesday. Saturday. I meant this weekend. Yeah. Tuesday
in.
Is the final.
Spurs, Thunder, Wimby's back.
Yeah.
I'm tapped in. I want to see that game.
Yeah.
So maybe the Spurs are the team to figure that out. Because don't they play the Spurs three times in the next
2 weeks?
Yep.
And they're going to play them a grand total of five times this season, including this NBA Cup semifinal game. So, hey, maybe the Spurs can be that kryptonite for OKC, but I don't know who's stopping them, man. They're amazing. And as of right now, they have the third best chances at the number one overall pick, too. Thanks, Clippers.
That is absurd.
They have a 24.5% chance, I think.
I think the worst that this team does is 70-12. Imagine going 70-12 and then with the first pick in the 2026
Darren Peterson. Oh my gosh.
So sorry, I over exaggerated. They have a 12.4% chance right now of winning the lottery, which is 0.1% chance better than the Sacramento Kings, by the way. A 47.7% chance of being into the top four. Let's do it. Let's sim the lottery, ladies and gentlemen. See how this goes. The Kings moved up to 2. New Orleans won
the
lottery.
I'll take that.
AJ.
The Clippers fell to 5, so OKC gets the 5th pick, but the Kings move up to 2 in this sim. So, see, it's not all bad, D'Lo.
Are we doing a sim every
week? It's the first time you've gotten it right. You guys had them picking at 12th one day, or whatever it was.
That was...
And it kept getting worse.
Go through this season to pick 12th is crazy.
Okay, you ready for this one? Kings pick 7. They drop 3 spots. The Clippers win, so it goes to OKC. They get the overall pick.
Milwaukee
jumps up 10 spots to 2nd, but that pick goes to Atlanta.
Oh,
Charlotte.
That's a hell of a sim you just ran. We have to go. That's Matt George, Locked On Kings, ABC 10. We'll see you guys here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., beginning with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings, light the beam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.